You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down Dalal Street. It was the third straight day of losses on Dalal Street. So what is the temperature on Dalal Street and what should we be aware of? Which stocks look attractive and which do not? The answer to all those questions is hidden in 5 or so minutes. Stick around because this is an evening walk down Dalal Street with me, Rakesh Sharma, right here on Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Well, the bounce back seen on Dalal Street was short-lived as bears took control in the second half of the trading session, pushing the Sensex down by nearly 100%, while Nifty 50 held on to its crucial support at 11,500 to 11,550 levels. What was the final tally on Dalal Street? The BSE Sensex dropped 80 points to close at 38,564, while the Nifty 50 ended at 11,575, down 18 points. Broader market outperformed as the S&P BSE Mid-Cap Index rose 0.15%, while the S&P BSE Small Cap Index slipped 0.07%. In terms of sectors, banking stocks led the fall. The Nifty Bank plunged 177 points, led by losses in Yes Bank, IndusInd Bank, State Bank of India, and RBL Bank. Other sectors which were on the losing side included auto, infrastructure, metal, and financial services. On the other hand, Nifty Pharma rose nearly 1%, followed by the Nifty Energy Index, which was up 0.52%. Experts feel that the index is likely to stay in a range of 11,500 to 11,700 ahead of the expiry, but there's plenty of stock-specific action which investors can track. Ashish Chaturmota, head of technical and derivatives at Sanctum Wealth Management, told Money Control, and I quote, "Nifty retraced gains after hitting a record high last week ahead of the election outcome. India VIX moved up to a four-year high, which in other words mean that it would make options expensive, which in turn would increase the cost of hedging. Nifty 50 is likely to stay in a range of 11,500 to 11,700 levels. For the May series, selective stocks are looking promising, which include names like ITC and Hindustan Unilever from the FMCG space. In the consumption space, we like Voltas and Titan Company, and in the agro theme, we like UPL." Unquote. So that's Ashish Chaturmota of Sanctum Wealth Management giving you a snippet of the stocks that look attractive in the coming days. To listen to more from that interview, you just have to stick around because our own Kshitij Anand spoke to Ashish Chaturmota, and that's coming up towards the end of the podcast. Some stocks that made noise today on Dalal Street, we'll be talking about four of them. Tejas Networks fell 2% despite the company reporting strong numbers for the quarter ended March 2019. SL Propak ended flat on Tuesday after private equity player Blackstone announced the acquisition of a majority stake in the company. Lupin gained 4% after Morgan Stanley upgraded its rating on the stock to overweight from equal weight earlier and also increased price target by 40%, citing reasonable valuations. Aviation majors Interglobe, which is the operator of Indigo and SpiceJet, fell for the third consecutive session today after a consistent rise in crude oil prices, but Prabhudas Leeladhar maintained a buy call on both stocks and raised price targets. So Interglobe, SpiceJet, Morgan Stanley, SL Propak and Tejas Networks making some noise. If you were counting, that's 5 stocks, and earlier I said 4 stocks. We always just deliver extra. That's just what we do. And now on to a flight across the world as usual. European markets are trading after the Easter break and they've been trading mixed ahead of new earnings season there. Asian markets ended mixed today on the back of a rise in crude oil prices. KOSPI of South Korea rose 0.17% at 2,220.51, while Japan's Nikkei 225 was up 0.19% to close at 22,259.74. Shanghai Composite lost 0.51% at 3,198.59, and Hong Kong's Hang Seng ended flat at 29,963.24. Acha, that done. Let's go to Ashish Chaturmota as he spoke to our own Kshitij Anand, and he goes on to tell us about some stocks that are looking good for the May series. If you want to get some ideas about what to do in the coming month, prick your ears up because that's coming up right now.
Hello and welcome to this special podcast powered by Money Control. My name is Kshitij Anand and today I have with me Ashish Chaturmota, Head of Technicals and Derivatives at Sanctum Wealth Management. Well, welcome to the podcast, Ashish.
Hi, Kshitij.
Well, Ashish, after suffering the worst fall in 2019 or off 2019, benchmark indices sort of, you know, bounced back on Tuesday. But as intraday volatility cannot be ignored, last hour of selling pushed Nifty back in red. So what is your sense of markets, you know, you're getting ahead of F&O expiry?
So as you can see that just 3-4 days back, we hit an all-time high and then we have seen some kind of, you know, retracement of profit booking in the market. And as you know, election event is ahead, we are seeing India based seeing a jump, and now we are hitting almost, we are near the 4 years of high volatility. So I think, that is going to make options very expensive, because if someone wants to hedge the positions, he has to pay a very high cost of hedging at these junctures. So maybe if you look at 11,500 strike price puts, the hedging cost is coming to around 2.5% in the May series. So what this India VIX is going to create is to make the options expensive. But if you look at the broader structure or setup of the market, still at 11,500, we have seen a lot of put writing, and I think going forward till 11,500 is not breached, we expect the index to remain range bound between 11,500 to 11,700-11,750 zone. Since we are at the lower end of the range, maybe after 50-60 points drop, we might see some reasonable support coming from the lower end of this broad range of 11,500 level.
Perfect. And so it looks like 11,500 will act as a crucial support for the Nifty ahead of the expiry. But, the next question that I want to ask is, it looks like the index is sort of moving in the range, as you also pointed out. But are there any stocks which are likely to do well in May series?
Yeah, so I think selectively a few names which are looking promising. So if you look at from the FMCG basket, I think ITC and Hindustan Lever, both these names are showing very good traction. ITC after a long time has given a breakout about 300 odd levels. So I think that is one stock which is going to remain in focus, and it has almost 5.5-6% weight in the Nifty 50. So I think that's a heavy contributor. Again, if you look at Hindustan Lever, it is close to 3% kind of exposure, 3% kind of weightage in Nifty 50, and that is one stock which has formed a very strong base somewhere around 1700 odd level. So from within FMCG, ITC and Sunlever looks good. From the consumption theme, we like Voltas and Titan. Both these names are showing very strong positive uptrend. So I think here you might see uptrend continue. And in the agrochemical basket, we are liking names like UPL, which is sitting or trading near a 52-week high. So I think there is a potential to see 8-10% kind of upside in stock like UPL. So I think selectively these 4-5 names, which are within either from Nifty 50 or next Nifty 50, they are showing quite a good positive momentum.
Perfect. Thanks a lot for your time, Ashish.
Sure. Thank you.
Well, that's pretty much everything you needed to know about what happened on Dalal Street. And if you need to know about anything else that happened in the world at large, not just Dalal Street and the worlds of business and finance, you just have to tune into our Stories of the Day, which is going to be a recap of all the big stories in the country. And coming back to the digging deeper stories, we'll be talking about coalition politics and what these coalitions are looking like ahead of the general elections. Well, we're in the middle of general elections, ahead of the results on the 23rd of May, and what they might look like post-poll. What are the speculations and what is likely to happen? That is going to be another podcast that's going to come out during the end of the day. So do stick around and listen to that as well. You'll get a notification, I'm sure. And when you do, you just hit play. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.